Mozambique has a huge problem with HIV and AIDS. Among some sectors in the Southeast African nation, nearly 20% of people are infected. And it's a challenge to get medications to those who need them. The country is large, the roads are bad, and there's a shortage of doctors. Yet a simple program taking place on the local level is revolutionizing HIV care in Mozambique. Annie Murphy has the story.
The village of Marara may not be the first place you'd expect to find solutions to some of global health's biggest challenges. A cluster of buildings made of saplings, thatch, and dried corn stalks sits at the end of a potholed road. It's surrounded by herds of goats, fine pink dirt, and baobab trees. The remote town has no electricity, just a generator that serves the tiny health clinic. Asiado Torcida is a health technician here. He wears a spotless white shirt and pants, and his desk overflows with papers and bottles of pills. Today, he's handing out antiretroviral medication to Natureza Vinti, a member of a six-person group of HIV-positive patients. There are hundreds of these groups across the countryside, and each month, one member, like Vinti, picks up medication for all six people in their group. Back at home, Vinti will distribute the pills between herself and the other members, and next month, the responsibility will fall to another person.
Each month, our group has a meeting. We verify how many pills each person has taken, how they're doing, write it down, and then one person brings the paper and collects all the medicine here. Then, they go home and hand out the pills to everyone in the group. Then, the next month, someone else goes to collect the pills.
A monthly task shared between people who are HIV positive. It means that rather than make an expensive and time-consuming journey every month, each person only does it twice a year. And in remote communities where money is scarce, that's huge. Doctors Without Borders started this program here in Tete Province in 2008 and now works with Mozambique's Ministry of Health to keep it going. Sergio de Zambro of Doctors Without Borders.
We had learned that communities aren't just sitting around waiting for our help. Community members themselves can have an important role in care, and they can take on some of the tasks often done by health workers. It's simple and sustainable.
The numbers are striking. A few years ago, depending on the area of the country, anywhere from 10 to 50% of patients were dropping out of treatment. But in these patient groups, less than 1% drop out. Community member Lidia Dos Santos has bright eyes and wears spotless blue flip-flops. The single mother of two teenage sons, Dos Santos is HIV positive. In addition to being part of a patient group, she helps oversee others in the area, and says the groups involve much more than just taking pills. The most important thing, she says, is that we're all in this together. We visit each other. We always find a way to take care of things when someone in the group gets sick. We bring them water, she says. We wash their clothes, and we find a way to get them to the doctor. The Center for Disease Control is now partnering with Doctors Without Borders and the Mozambican government to bring these patient groups to other parts of the country. CDC Dr. Keba Jobarte believes they're a model for Africa and the U.S. too.
These groups really function and thrive because of a sense of solidarity between the patients and a sense that they are not alone. I think it speaks to what will probably become an increasingly important trend in global health and domestic health, which is further empowerment of patients in their own lives and their own medical care and health.
Lidia Dos Santos says the group model kept her on medication, ended the isolation she once felt, and made her want to participate more. I've learned a lot, she says. I didn't know how to write prescriptions before, now I do, and I know how to order certain tests. Someday, she says, I'd really like to be a nurse, so that I can do even more for the people in my group. For NPR News, I'm Annie Murphy in Maputo, Mozambique.